Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
I'm Andre Korn.
I'm Ryan Truitt.
And welcome to the Eliku Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review number 7.
Brilliant.
Shadow Armada. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're talking about something huge, like in space.
That's true.
So we needed to, like, up the ante.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so, anyway, we're going to skip what's new this week, because, one, they usually suck, and two, we have more important matters to talk about.
We have a special announcement at the end of the show.
Right. So we're going to hop right into the game. This week's game is Shadow Armada.
Or as we like to call it, Shadow Armada. Future Space Gun Warship Battle Action.
Just so you know, it's goddamn epic. You can tell by the subtitle.
We were playing this game earlier because we were like, ah, what are we going to podcast about next? I mean, we did one episode. We should do another one. Otherwise, it's not really worth it.
Hey, Shadow Armada. That game was fucking awesome.
That game was fun. Let's play that. So then we were like, okay, we'll play around.
We thought about what game do we spend the most time playing in school.
Well, no. It's just like,
waste time in school.
The point of the matter is, so we thought, okay, let's play around.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play another round.
Okay, let's play another round.
Four more rounds. Oh, okay, we really should podcast, guys.
Well, yeah, then we had to move the Asteroids arcade machine from the backyard to the basement.
Which
then we played another
play more.
Yeah, then we played another round, and now we've come out here to the backyard.
So if you know nothing else about this game, it's kind of addictive.
Yeah, okay. I think we can explain that with our history of it, which is basically, how did we find this game?
I don't know, I forget. Anders came up to me one day and was like, hey, Ryan, Shadow Armada, I think.
No.
You
guys were like, dude, we found that game that was like the episode of Haruhi where they're playing.
Right. Because
you guys found it.
It was the featured game on Game Hippo a little while back.
That's right.
And it was either you or me with the first one to download it, and then we were like, dude, this game is awesome. Yeah. And then we brought in Anders, and like, Anders, you'll love this game, both because it's like that one episode of Haruhi, and because it's like, it's like RTS and turn-based. That means everyone can play this.
And I loved it, and everyone else did.
Yeah.
Especially our entire high school.
Yeah. We put it on our school's, school-wide computer lab network thingy.
And
after putting Quake and Tory Bash, some other things up there.
Well, what happened was that we put Quake 2, but then
everyone failed really hard at it.
Because we went in there one day, and the score was the three of us had 300, and the rest of the school had 3.
The rest of the school being whoever else was playing. I don't know.
In the computer lab.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple alright people, but
and I think that was the day, or the period, when the special kids were in the computer lab.
Yeah.
So to be fair, we kind of were just being up retards.
Oh, fine, take away our machismo, Anders.
Actually, no, there was that one day where I was just walking around, and everyone I saw playing Quake, I made sure they were in our game.
Nice.
Because that was the day we went in, and there wasn't a computer for me.
Yeah, but after everyone failed really hard at Quake, and it was crashing all the time, we were like, okay, what else do we like to play recently? Shadow Armada!
So then we came in.
Put that up there, and I think I spent the majority of my last 2 weeks of school playing Shadow Armada.
Yeah, me too. How many classes did we skip just to go play Shadow Armada?
More than 50, less than 100.
More than a little, by a bunch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this game is really addictive, really fun, and although the way we have been playing it has been sort of like a pick-it-up-and-play, which is perfectly fine, we'll get into this later. There's some really, like, detailed customization that would make you want to play this game, like, in long campaigns for the long run. So,
just one thing, but, like, the pick-up-and-play you're talking about, that doesn't not going to work for the first time, because the game does have a learning curve.
Yeah, the game has a bit of a learning curve.
You have to play the tutorial.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, you can pick it up and play fairly simply, but in order to get good at it, it takes a little while, and then to, like, The rest is just sort of like customizing your army, which, like I said, we'll get into later.
But the tutorial is very good.
Yeah.
Like. So, what the hell is this?
Well, first let's talk about what it is, then we'll talk about the gameplay.
Because Shadow Armada requires tact and that other thing.
Strategicalness.
Strategicalness.
Oh my god.
Strategery.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Shadow Armada is a turn-based tactical space combat shooter.
Yeah. You control a team of 1 through 5 space battleships, ranging from, you know, these tiny, they call them diodes, which are basically, you get them 2 for 1, because they're so tiny.
And all they get is, like, 3 missiles and, like,
a fire blossom, I think?
Yeah.
And then, or you can have things as large as, they call it the Rakhlanov.
Rakhlanov!
Which costs, like, in, like, the pick-up and play mode, the funding limit. Is such that
you can set different amounts of money that you start out with.
But
so
like, on the highest setting, you can have 10 diodes or 2 Rakhlanovs.
Yeah.
So there's a great scale between the different ships, and they have ships to fill in many different roles. Like they have generic like fighter thingy,
mm-hmm.
but then it differentiates from there with like the Devastator that has only nukes.
The Devastator has like 8 nukes, and that's it.
Or like the Racker that has all like spraying missile rack weapons.
Well, you got the Porcupine.
The Porcupine.
There's
like that.
There's a Murphy.
Ship, that's a Porcupine.
There's like the Murphy or whatever. Moby, Murphy. The one that has
Morty.
The Morty. The Morty has supply pellets, which you shoot at allied ships. And it'll either restock their ammo or heal some of their parts.
Now, the game is played in either just straight deathmatch settings, where you have, you know, multiple teams of ships going in, fighting each other. Or there are also other, like, sort of variants, with, such as,
Is this a sort
like
of...
a capture the flag mode. Which
there's
is
like
yeah, which is pretty good.
There's, like, a survival mode. There's, one thing that's actually kind of interesting about that, and, we may not talk about this later, it comes with a map editor, and from what I've seen, I haven't really played around with it, the map editor works by, you put squadrons and...
walls and asteroids.
And like walls...
Really it.
No, and you also put like triggers.
Oh, really?
So there could be something like, if you make a map with, let's say, 2 starting squads and then like 6 other squads,
uh-huh.
you could make
you can
it...
have them come in later?
Well, yeah, you can make it so that, like, the two small squads in the middle are your human players, and then the rest is controlled by bots, which, as you kill them, new ones will spawn in.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So really, if you want to make, like, a multiplayer scenario map, you would have to do that in the map, but we didn't do that. We usually just play deathmatch, which is really fun in itself.
I thought it was... Now, blah, we were talking about the variety of ships.
Yeah. There's a lot of ships.
Yeah, there's a lot of ships that it comes with. They all have a lot of weapons, but also included in this game, modability again.
Well, but let's, how about we come back to ships, because there's,
Okay.
Because we'll talk about how the gameplay goes, and then we'll come back to the customization, which is a real, kind of like, the space combat is the meat. Or just, no, the space combat is the chicken dinner, but then the customization is the side of beef.
Is it?
Yeah.
Side of beef?
That's a strange
It's weird. No.
Analogy?
I went to Chili's the other night, and I think it's now my favorite restaurant, because they have the meal you can order, where you just pick which meals you want. So you can get, like, a sirloin and another sirloin.
Combo! No, I think I went to a Chili's once, and they had this sandwich, it was, like, Cajun chicken with, like, onion rings and horseradish. I was like, that's delicious. I think I just had a heart attack.
Okay, so the gameplay of Shadow Armada is as follows.
Yeah.
Everyone takes their turn at the same time.
Yeah, it's turn-based, but they happen simultaneously.
Right. So everyone just sort of says, okay, you ship, I want you to go this far and in this direction. At this point during the time, you want to fire this missile.
Oh, needs a break.
No, let's
keep going. For now.
So you set all of your units' actions for your entire team, and then once everyone's decided and said advance, it plays out, and then pauses.
It pauses, like, however many click later.
Yeah, it plays out in, like, 10-second intervals.
And so your basic idea is you launch missiles, you can target people, there's a lot of different types of weapons, there's rail guns, there's shields, which will block missiles. There's EMPs, which will, like, are an instantaneous shot that'll just, like, evaporate anything around you.
There's, like, chaff shots, which will fire out, like, a spray that'll block missiles. There's
ion, power ion.
There's certain weapons you can target. Certain weapons you will only fire in a straight line or to the side or out the back.
Yeah, and also when we're talking about targeting, that some ships are just better at targeting.
Well, yeah, it's all based on the components. We'll talk about that with the side of B.
And then you also got the sort of weapons that are just like we said, there's like supply shots that'll help your allies. There's
repair shots.
Or fire pods.
Fire pods?
There's just like seeker things.
Oh yeah, there's weapons that will independently target people on their own.
And then just like stop them in their tracks and make it so that you can't control their movement for a turn.
Yeah, there's ways that, you know, well, I don't know what I'm saying there. The shots, they can interact in interesting ways, like the chaff shot I said can block other shots, and you have shots that stop enemies.
And there's shots that have like a delayed reaction until an explosion. There's the pig pen, which will trap shots either in or out of this like circular area around the ship that deployed it.
We call it the zone of eight trigrams.
Because we have to have one of those in every game now.
And because Ryan's a Narutar.
Nick's the one that likes the trigrams.
You're in the zone of my eight trigrams.
Narutar.
Now, I like to think of Shadow Armada as turn-based on like two different levels, because you have like the 10-second intervals that happen, but also throughout that point, you know, between setting up your actions, you can have them set at different times during that part where it, you know, plays in real time.
Different. There's 10 seconds you can set.
Yeah. So you can put like delays on your shots or whatever.
5 seconds, and you can also fire if you hit once you're hit, like this, like the turn afterwards, you usually can't fire for like the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, you get bounced around and stuff.
There's also for each ship has a certain amount of different power ups. Which will add such things as it'll let you cloak. There'll be an afterburner, afterburners are really interesting, and because the way that movement and targeting and all of this works, it's actually based on like speed and just like the amount of thrusters and such on your ship,
as well as
the mass of your ship and whatnot,
as well as the facing of those thrusters and your ship.
Yeah. So let's say you got your one ship and you're just sort of sitting there. So start of the game. Odds are you have maybe like a 45-degree firing arc, and you can go however far.
Yeah, you can turn a certain amount, you can go a certain amount of speed.
Okay, now let's say I'm crazy, which as we know is true. Yeah. I use 3 afterburner power-ups at once. Now all of a sudden, I can go like 3 times as far, and I have a huge turning radius, but my firing arc has gone down to like 2 degrees.
Does it do that?
It did that to me in the last game we played.
Oh, okay.
So, basically your speed and all of this will affect how far you can aim. Also, in a case like this, since I'm moving faster, if I fire shots, like, consecutively, the slower I go, the closer they are to each other when they fire, as opposed to now I could just sort of, like, strife somebody by going and firing.
Yeah, and it uses a sort of like inertial movement system. These being spaceships, even if you stop applying thrust, you'll continue going in one direction.
Yeah, and there's also like that works with the backshot.
Yeah,
because like the backshot is a weapon that fires behind you like mines.
But if you're going too fast,
If you're going too far forwards, these things will just go forward too. At a certain point, they'll just stay still, and if you're stopped, they'll go back pretty fast. And then you just keep all of this going until there's only one player left alive.
Yeah, or you have your objective or whatever you have to do.
And sometimes this can be rather difficult, as what happened between me and Ryan.
Yeah.
Certain ships will eject either escape pods...
Or fighter drones.
Or fighter drones upon either destruction from another player or upon self-destruct. Which, you can self-destruct your ships. It's kind of fun.
Which we think actually damages other ships. We're not entirely sure. We like to use it like it does, though.
Explosions are another thing held in high esteem here at the Elite Crew Studios.
Because
we don't actually have a studio.
It's more like Nick's basement.
My mom's basement. Okay.
Alright, so, and the effects of all these weapons and stuff, your ships don't have a set like amount of hit points or armor or anything. What they have are different modular components.
Right.
Which are located on one of 4 sides of your ship.
And this is a sort of tier two of the replayability.
Yeah.
This is how I want to describe it. Tier one of replayability is just the fact that every game will play out differently depending
on... Yeah, combat is just open-ended enough.
That you will always come back even if you're just picking up and playing. The second tier is the customization of each ship.
Which is pretty incredible.
And then the third tier is going to be like the stat tracking, which we'll talk about later. But, Ryan, you talk about the customization.
Alright, each ship is composed of lots of different modular parts. So you'll have simple things like armor plating, and they're just there to take damage. So you put those on the outside of the ship. But you also have parts like your launchers, which it lets you, shoot out missiles.
And there's like different size launchers.
Yeah, so
you
have different sizes.
The small launcher, which weighs less, but you can only fire one shot, or like the big launcher, which will make you heavier and will be like the first thing destroyed, but you can fire three shots on a turn.
Yeah. So, in addition to like thrusters and replenishers, which will give you ammo, and repair bays, which will repair parts if they're damaged.
Randomly, yeah, usually.
Yeah. So these are what make up your ship, in addition to the cores. And the cores are what you need to defend on your ship, because once all of your cores are destroyed, the ship is gone.
Yeah. And this sort of leads to an interesting thing where, let's say you still have a lot of ammo left, you can have everything on your ship destroyed except for the core, which means that you're basically just floating and waiting for somebody to kill you. The only chance you may have is if you can ram your opponent, or self-destruct on them.
Yeah, so damage to your ship has, real consequences as opposed to just watching a little bar go down. Because, if you take a hard hit to your thrusters, you're not going anywhere for a while.
Or, like, if only the thrusters on the right side of your ship are destroyed.
Yeah, your turning arc is going to be changed and everything.
Yeah. And then also, this game has certain RPG elements to it.
Yeah, even in just, like, the pickup play, not the online multiplayer, you gain, it's tracked by money. But you can't use that for anything.
Well, the money is really more for the stat tracking.
Yeah. But as you keep fighting in this game, you gain levels, which apply to different skills that are like...
There's like Gunner, which will increase the speed of your missiles. There's
Sniper.
Which increases your target ability. Engineer, which will it'll increase the rate of random regeneration of parts.
Scanner, which gives you
a wider scanning range. Because
which we'll explain.
Well, we can just explain it.
Yeah, scanning,
basically,
if something's within your range, you can see like what components they have and if it's damaged or not.
Yeah, but you can see the ship on the screen across from you, but you have no idea what's going on with it. Meanwhile, if it's in the scanning arc of one of your ships, you can click on it and it'll show you all the detail stats on it, like you would see for one of your ships.
And we also have Smuggler, which regenerates.
Smuggler, it gives you ammo back?
Regenerates ammo.
Yeah.
And then there's, Pilot, which increases your
turning rate and
speed and everything.
Yes, ammo does regenerate slowly, but when you have more smuggling stats, it goes up higher.
And then every time you gain a level, gaining levels is done by destroying other ships. Every time you gain a level, it'll give you 1 point. So, to get one skill in something, you put in 1 point. To get another point, you have to put in 2 points.
Yeah.
So it's but that again leads into the third tier of replayability, which is that it builds up over time if you save it.
Yeah.
And also, when you kill a person, when you gain a level, you get an item and you can drop.
Yeah.
It on your
ship. There are in-game.
When you kill somebody, they'll drop a power up for a ship, which then, as long as you have space on the ship, you can fly over and collect that power-up.
But in addition, you'll sometimes get in-game upgrades to your ships in the form of new components or weapons.
Or even power-ups.
Oh, right. Or even, new power-ups that you can put directly onto your ships.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So let's say I have two ships. I send one to kill Ryan, I send one to kill Anders. Now, they each lose a ship from their team, which probably doesn't hurt them that much. But now let's say I gain one level, and there's now two power-ups on the field. Okay, big deal. I could sweep those up next turn, or somebody else can come get them. But the power-up I get, I can just drop that onto one of my ships to increase its, output or armor or whatever it is.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a ship they use to kill Ryan's unit.
Yeah, it could just be any ship.
It's any ship on your team. So you can have a couple of ships fly forward to, go out and collect power-ups while you keep one hanging back to keep upgrading.
Yeah.
Which I've never done.
Yeah. Me neither, but that's a good idea.
Let's go play some more Shadow Moth.
Alright, so that's everything in-game.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything
in-game. So why don't we take a pizza break, because there are pizzas here, and come back and talk about the out-of-game modding and stat tracking.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
We'll be back.
on Yale Strat, we're going to preempt you with air and review Angel Cop. And they reviewed their review of Angel. They released their review of Angel Cop the day before they released theirs.
Then Dave and Joel should just do a review of Anime World's older review of Angel Cop.
Yeah, I mean, I can see what people say about Anime World.
Or kill them.
That's a good plan, too.
Yale Strat cannot be killed.
Oh, yeah, except for Daryl. Of course.
Tail and Carissa. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, no. We just aligned the internet against us.
We did.
I don't know. I guess you either like Liz or you like Carol.
I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I know. I have a Daryl Surratt.
No!
Surratt!
Daryl Surratt killed a man. Clown pistol.
Attention, hosts of AWO. I challenge you to a fist fight. That is all.
That's ballsy?
Yeah. You have to see that picture of Dale Strat being manhandled by a large
No. Meet me by the flagpole at 3 o'clock.
In Orlando.
You bring your gang, I'll bring mine.
They've got like
I don't actually have a problem with you. I don't know what I mean,
I'll give you some cake to back me up.
Dude, I like listening to your episodes, like, twice. I like them so much.
I mean, I don't like you very much, but I mean, I don't hate you. I'm just like, okay, you exist. Good luck with your shit.
This is not going on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, Shadow Armada, where were we?
We were just getting onto the
modability.
The side of beef, as you called it.
Oh, yes, the extended playability. Which, there's not really that much to it, at least to explain, but I mean...
It's inside of beef.
Because
it's very substantial in
Yeah.
Look, it's not hard to explain to you. This is a large chunk of meat. It tastes delicious.
Yeah.
But when you're eating that large chunk of meat, it's delicious. Unless you're a vegetarian, in which case, I suppose you can have a large bowl of lentils or something. Also delicious. I like these lentils.
That's interesting. Oh, I had falafel last night.
So anyway, okay, let's say you have your little ship, you know how to play, and you've done this a few times before. Now you want to get something more out of Shadow Armada.
Yeah, you're looking to have your highly tuned, customized team.
Right. If you play online, before you get into a lobby for a game, there's actually like a little shop window where you can buy parts, like the individual parts that you might be awarded in-game. You can just straight up buy those.
And the money from, you know, that
you've earned in the game, right. And then you can take these parts, and you can even buy your own ships to start, like, your own, like, constant squad, rather than choosing at the beginning of the game.
Your own ships really just being, like, the different, I guess you could call them chassis or whatever. It's basically, for most ships, it's just the sprite. Like, it's just the image of the ship, but no, some of them have inherent things to them.
Actually, when you look into the game, when you download it, comes with a... ship model. It comes with two editors. One is for the maps. One is for it allows you to make ships, parts for ships, and like the individual modules.
All of which is like self-balanced by weight, cost, and all of that sort of thing.
Right. So like, so if you wanted to, you could make this. You can make a new ship, and then depending on what you put on it, it'll automatically calculate like how much it costs, how heavy it'll be, and things like speed will automatically be calculated based on like how many thrusters you give it.
And I haven't used it extensively, but it seems pretty balanced.
I made a Wraith from StarCraft.
Really?
Tried to at least.
What's that? Does it have lasers and missiles?
I think it did. I don't know. I didn't actually detail it too much, but I used
the sprite.
The Scout. Okay. Huh? Maybe.
What are you talking about?
The Scout's better.
We're not talking about StarCraft.
We're
not talking about StarCraft.
StarCraft's awesome.
It's not a freeware game.
Okay. You're not allowed. We'll kick you off. Right. So, when you play on an online mode, you get to keep sort of your stats. If you have one ship that kills a lot of people, then it'll keep track of like how many people it's killed. It'll keep track of if you put any points on it. It'll as you add in. When we mentioned how you get to add points to skills every time you level up, for like Gunner and stuff, it'll keep track of all of those across your games. And now, while I think this is played up more in the online portion because of the shop window, there is elements of this even when we play on the LAN. Like, when we played in school, like, as long as we sat at the same computer day after day, yeah, and the same person hosted, it would actually keep our track of our LAN stats from the day before.
Yeah, I think it's based on, like, the names used.
Yeah, it's basically the names you use, and then it's kept track on the hosting computer.
And that didn't really work for me, because I always changed my name.
Yeah, because you're indecisive. Or you're lolzy.
No, he's not lolzy.
Got your lols hanging out.
That's disgusting.
Free lolling.
So yeah, you have just the fully open editor that you can use for single player, as well as, you know, the editor using only the standard parts for multiplayer. So I suppose you could do some sort of cock-dickerous things if you were making your own stuff online.
But the part of that I was saying is that you actually do build just chassis and ships using parts.
I see.
But that'll be like the sprite, plus it'll say like, it comes with like one booster, one launcher, and then a certain amount of weight. And this is stuff like that you'll have until the ship explodes.
I see.
It's not just the core and all the mods. Modulars. Modicals.
Modicals.
Okay.
So,
do we have anything else to say on Shadow Armada?
Let's play some Shadow Armada.
Yeah, let's go play some Shadow Armada.
I would love to, but first we have a rather important announcement concerning the future of the Miku Studios podcast.
Right.
As it stands,
I forgot about this.
How many of us are going off to college?
Two.
Ryan Truitt is.
Nick Korn is. Brian and Tim are, but they're staying sort of local.
Yeah, they're going to a local college.
Nikki's only going to be a senior this year, right?
Yeah.
That's correct. Despite him, like, he's going to be 19.
Yeah, he's like one of the oldest ones of us, and yet
But he's never been on the podcast anyway, because people don't know who he is.
I know, but I just had to straighten that out.
Yeah, the crew.
Yeah, basically,
I've been to college before. But I'm not going away.
Everyone seems to agree that this is my podcast, which I don't like that idea, but
I've been in like all but one episode, I think, so.
Yeah. But, so basically, the two main players of this podcast are leaving.
Yeah, we're going away for a while.
I'm going about 2 hours north, and you're going like.
Five
hours north and west.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Oswego if you want to stalk me. I don't know.
Yeah. But, so we're staying in the state, but things may get a bit complicated.
Yeah.
We've sort of toyed around with the idea that maybe we could use TeamSpeak or Skype or something like that in order to record via long distance. But we haven't actually attempted to do this yet, so we don't know if that'll work. So what I'm trying to say is that this may be the last podcast we put out for a while.
Yeah.
Until we get our shit figured out.
We have, the way it's been working out, if you haven't noticed, we record multiple times, you know, multiple things when we do record. So we have some stacked up. This will be coming out when?
The week after the 29th. So I guess September 4th.
At that point, we'll already be in school. So
yeah. I'm leaving in like 2 days.
Yeah, and I'm out this Saturday. So hopefully by that point, we'll have our shit squared away and, you know.
Yeah, so, and
we'll be able to record more for release. But if that's not the case, then September 4th, this one you're listening to is going to be our last before a bit of a break.
Yeah. Oh, well, unless we record another one today.
Unless we record another one today.
So then you'll get one more.
And who knows, maybe there'll be a whole new list of co-hosts that Nick
Yeah, or maybe the people here will just, you know, get their shit together and do that.
Yeah, well, like, we can all keep in together again with Mike, and there's also people you guys are going to meet in college.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, one thing I always sort of imagined, which we never followed up on, because, I don't know, was basically that we never really had to get together to do a podcast. Like if any of you guys or anyone else just decided, like,
to do it on their own.
Yeah, like, I recorded a solo one once, so if you guys want to do your own, then you could just send it to me, and I could edit together into, like, one, like a modular podcast.
Someone should do like a modding podcast called the Mod Pod.
Maybe we make a one of ours. I mean, we have all these other types of episodes.
We're getting off track. Yeah. Listen, there might be a delay.
So basically, here's what's going to be. Either if we record another one today, you'll hear one more from us. If not, you're not going to hear any more from us for a while. And then when you do hear from us again, it's either going to be some sort of botched together connection over TeamSpeak or Skype or something. It's going to be me with new co-hosts up in Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, or it's going to be some of the other people, not including me, down here. But I mean, I guess everybody will kind of have to send the stuff to me, considering where it's hosted.
Alrighty then.
So
probably could get our shit together, like, and there'll be no delay.
Which that would be nice.
We had a big delay when we came out for it.
Yeah.
So, all that serious business aside, go out and play some Shadow Armada. We'll have it up on the show notes.
Yeah.
We should organize, like, a big game of Shadow Armada with our listeners.
Oh, yeah. If anyone,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, if anyone ever wants to play some of these games that have net play, give us a, you know, send us a line in the email.
It'd be nice if we had listeners.
Yeah. Oh, well.
These shows are released Saturday?
Sundays.
Sundays. So, Sunday nights. Sunday night. See ya.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, awesome. The website is www.elitecrewstudios.net. If you want to send us any feedback, it's podcast@elitecrewstudios.net. I really hope people know how to spell that. That's something I always wonder when I say it.
Is there an A in there?
No. Huh? It's OLEETKU.
I always think of you're thinking like otaku, but you don't really like the
otaku. Well, that's the thing. It's otaku, except instead of ta, I just put in the word leet.
Yeah, because, I don't know, Lee and Otaku, two things that don't sound as cool as they used to.
Well, because I was young, and I thought, like, hey, these things sound like they're cool, before I learned they actually were. And I was like, I like anime, and I like computer games.
Well, people who use Lee,
they're
using
bring
pedophiles.
Those hands together.
Yeah,
And people who consider themselves Otaku are usually pedophiles.
Yeah, it's like, Lee is now used by annoying people on the internet, and Otaku is like, as it turns
used
out,
by
that's
annoying
what Japan
people.
Calls, like, their rapists and murderers and stuff.
Damn you, Miyazaki. Different Miyazaki.
Yeah!
What?
I'll explain later.
There's Japan! Miyazaki is like Smith over there.
Oh. Alright, whatever. We're done. Signing off.
Go
play Shadow Armada.
Go
Bye.
Play Shadow Armada.
Space!
The final frontier.
These are the voyages of the podcast. On a, like, 7-episode mission to explore familiar and fun freeware games.
Oh, Kirk! Oh, shit.
Nanayone!
I gotta go, guys.
Yeah, I'm leaving too.
Let's go find them. Let's go through your backlog and stuff like this.
Yeah, when you gonna grow up, Mama always said. Are you gonna walk around with a silly grin and a bubble on your head? A spaceship landed by the mall. There was a big parade, everybody got laid, and they burned all the books and the Chevrolets, and they grow so fast they never crawl.
Like, with Super Robot Shows, the names of the moves, the longer the name, the more powerful it is. So, the final one would be, like, Ultra Epic Mega Under the Night Sky Burning Fists of Fury. Justice.
Strike!
Glorious Nippon.
Glorious Nippon!
But back to the subject at hand.
No. Right. Keeping off the subject at hand.
We have notes!
We have notes.
Shadow Armada is Future Space Gun Warship Battle Action with 2-tiered turn-based strategy, good ship variety, mod ability with built-in weight, cost balance, in-game upgrades, track stats, money levels, etc. Epicness of naval combat made more so by space.
Okay,
you get all that?
Over.